now has a request into the Dion Corporation, which there are several letters of support for the railroad through the area. We, like I said, we have five, we have already done the work and gave the information to Senator Sackett on the number of townships, which is five. Thought I had those numbers, but I guess I gave them to Clem Tilly because he has this resolution over in the Senate side. Again, I will point out, if I may, Mr. Vice Chairman, that again, Mr. Martin and Mr. Smith, both of the same department, both is the same philosophy, and again, that's why I'm, Ted was also concerned about Title 28.
I think, Red, what you're saying is that these groups are going to be contacted anyway. I'm wondering, do you have any objection to making that very specific in the legislation?
Well, if it's going to jeopardize my bill, I'll give in to you.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure it's going to jeopardize your bill. I'm just wondering what the objection is to making it very specific that these various, you know, municipalities and native regional village corporations, et cetera, will be consulted.
Well, I'm sure that they will.
What? I understand that, but I mean, what's the problem?
You want a letter bill? You want to put some intent in the bill that they consult with them? I'm sure they're going to consult with them anyway, but I don't want any, I don't want a dual authority in this corridor, divided between the Department of Highways and the Department of Natural Resources, because if we do, and the Department of Natural Resources and Mr. Smith get into it, we'll never build a railroad. But I hate to put it so blunt to you, sir, but that's just my, that's my
that's
opinion.
That's not, Red, I'm not arguing against your railroad. You
know, no. Well, I just, as long as we got just a...
I think that the fellow who testified the other day here said almost the same thing. They'd contact all those people, but I'm just wondering why, what would be your opposition to making it very specific in the bill that they should do that? Why would that harm the legislation?
Mr. Meekins.
As long as we leave the authority with the Department of Highways, I think we'd be all right.
But, Mr. Meekins.
Mr. Chairman, probably my opinion is on that. I know you didn't ask me, but...
That's right.
No. Is that, you know, it probably wouldn't make any difference except that there is a possibility, and I don't know if anybody's worried about
this. You want to add 300,000 or 400,000?
There is a possibility that if you mandate in law that they talk to certain groups and then they don't talk to them enough or publicly, that they say, just like they did in Kachemak Bay, that the provisions of public hearings, et cetera, were violated, and, you know, it's a court suit to determine whether or not it's happened. If you put it in letter of intent, I mean, I'm sure you'd get it just as much, and you probably wouldn't have that legal happen. Or you could put it so it wasn't mandatory, just make it, you know, that they should do it instead of shall or something.
Did he help me answer your question, Representative Duncan?
That's fine. I was just trying to get a feel of the committee as to whether or not these were recommendations that were sent to the chairman. Since the chairman's not here, I kind of thought maybe we should get a feel of the committee as to whether they wanted to consider these recommendations in the bill or not.
Would it hurt?
No. I mean, that's what I asked. I never said.
Would it hurt? It doesn't hurt.
Well, what type of an amendment to get, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Swanson, to be specific about it, there was a couple of suggestions the chairman left with us.
Well,
we were trying to consider them and,
well,
and
that's
find
what,
out.
Well, without something specifically written, I'd like to see the bill move out of committee.
They're specifically written. I mean, the
letter. Where?
The letter. Oh, I have a copy of that letter. Well, Mr. Vice Chairman, I, for the benefit of the bill and to expedite this program, I would recommend to the committee that we do not accept Mr. Smith's recommendation of getting him involved in this. I have to be I'm probably not saying it all in the right words, but I would ask the committee not to, I think in this bill that we have the adequate people in there, but with one department already doing everything that has to be done to delineate a corridor. And for the life of me, I can't see why we need anybody else in there, because those people, I'm scared of those people.
Mr. Meekin.
Mr. Chairman, I'm just interjecting here. I'm worried about my friend's blood pressure. I don't want to get him too excited or anything. I don't know, you know, I guess I have a bias against bureaucrats, and I'm sure some people around here when they deal with the budgets do too. I like to go through the proper channels, do everything right. But I think Red's got a point, you know, not talking about the philosophical differences between commissioners and all that, but just the point is that the more people it has to go through, it, you know, I mean, it could be 10 or 15 years before it gets something, you know. And I think it's true that if it's adequate, and I think it is, that the Department of Highways has certain things, and we could put language in the bill saying that they consult with these groups, I don't think that would hurt. I'd go for that, but, you know, getting another agency involved, I mean, the governor's got final authority over those guys. You can tell them what to think anyway. So, you know, one guy's as good as another, and you're just going to have, it just duplicates effort. And I don't think we need more bureaucrats in a deal like this. Because all this does delineate the corridor anyway, you know.
Mr. Duncan.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I have no big hang-up on either one of these, although I do think on the first one, you know, for example, that we should try to ensure that that all those out there who might be directly affected should be consulted with somehow, you know, through the process. Maybe that can be done through a letter of intent, a committee letter of intent with legislation, instead of putting it in the bill. You know, that might be acceptable. Because it's going to be pretty tough in statute to specify every single little group out there. But maybe a letter of intent would be satisfactory in that case on the first recommendation by Ted Smith.
I would certainly agree, Mr. Vice Chairman, to the letter of intent.
I guess under the second part, it's just a matter of my own personal individual feelings on it, whether or not we want the Division of Lands, the natural resources here as well.
Then, Mr. Vice Chairman, if we write a letter of intent, then I would think that would suffice, even because that is resources. Do you, Mr. Chairman, again, Mr. Vice Chairman,
I have no objection. I don't want to quarrel with anybody about railroad either.
Mr. Meekin, is a motion to move the bill appropriate?
Sir?
Is a motion to move the bills in order?
Unless is there any further comment or discussion, debate?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chairman, I think there should be a motion to direct our resource people to write up the letter of intent before we act upon this bill.
Are you saying you'd like to see the letter of intent before you?
Mr. Chairman, what I would like to say is that I think we should take some action at requesting our resource people to write up the letter, but with the understanding that we will review it and make necessary modifications if we want to see it, but at the same time expedite the moving of the bill.
Mr. Meekin.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, with Representative Guy's comments in mind, I move that...
Mr. Meekin, just a moment. Ms. Buckholz, do you have anything further to say?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I do believe that although there should be no interaction whatsoever in some cases of the Department of Natural Resources and the Public Works Department, I think in some cases, and I think in this case, there is a tendency on my part to believe that there should be some sort of relationship between the two. After all, this railroad is going to go through a lot of land and a lot of our natural resources. And somehow or another, I think there should be an understanding between the two departments that will coordinate their activities towards this purpose. I don't have any personal qualms about building a railroad through the corridors that are proposed by this bill and Mr. Swanson's feelings towards that. I do believe that we could use a railroad, there are benefits to it, especially my feelings towards the cost of freight in the state. Maybe this will minimize it. I look forward to building a railroad of this sort. However, I think there is some merits to what Mr. Smith has proposed, and with that in mind, I do believe that I can agree with Mr. Guy and what he has said about consulting with some folks. I suppose that our finance chairman would have to be the person that would be right to sign it. We better attend anyway. In that case, I am almost inclined to wait until we could read the letter of intent or a possible incorporation with the bill. However, if you want to move out the bill now, as Mr. Smith is intending to do, I really have no objection.
I would, Mr. Meek.
Well, Mr. Chairman, that's what I was getting to. I think we can. I'm not making the motion to move right now, although I'm going to in a minute. I want to move a different motion, and that is that that we adopt a letter of intent as suggested by Mr. Smith's letter, that certain groups be consulted. And I think it's very obvious what we mean by that is the language, or you can get that language if you want, but that's just as a letter of intent that those people be consulted. I think that should accompany the bill, and then I think we should vote on that, and then I want to move the bills out.
I would see nothing wrong, Mr. Meekins, if you want to incorporate the motion, if we report the bill out contingent upon a letter of intent, which we can agree on following it. Why, it's not going anywhere anyway until we get the letter of intent written up. And if you wish to make that motion, I would see nothing wrong with that.
Right. Your thought is to move them out of committee, but not let them go.
That's right. And that's, moving it out of committee is only one thing, but and you know when we get the letter of intent to go with it, we can agree on that.
Well, that's the motion I make.
Is there objection to the motion? And all those in favor signify by saying, raising your right hand. Okay, we have a...
Well, the trainer said earlier.
My motion is anything you want to see.
Oh, I should have asked, is there opposition? Okay. All right, next question. Who takes responsibility for preparing the letter of intent?
Gee.
Mr. Holden.
Who?
We
nominate
Mr. Holden.
No, sorry.
Yeah, I'll help Mr. Holden.
Mr. Chairman, that was both bills, huh?
No,
sir. No, I have amendment to this bill.
Okay. All right. House Bill 48. I think this one would be... pretty much to the point. Is there anyone wants to, in the audience wants to testify? I don't see anybody. Mr. that wants to testify. Mr. Swan.
Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Vice Chairman, I think that Woody Johansson was here two different times in Fairbanks, and I talked to him just before he left, and he said, well, Red, if you think that you want me to come back, he said, I'll come back, and I don't know what else I can bring. I think I went through the total thing, a total breakdown. I don't have any added information, but I do want to suggest an amendment on line 17 that we strike that section 2 because this, as Mr. Johansson explained here, this would run over into past the 1 year time and continuing to the fall of the year for the second set of pictures. So I would ask that we strike that section 2, the unexpended and unobligated portion of this appropriation lapse in the general fund on June 30, 1978, and I would ask that we strike that. I would move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of that amendment.
Is there objection?
Object.
Mr. Meekin.
Just for clarification, is that, really this is directed to Jay, is that, is that how we do that? If it runs over the time period?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, what is the time expected from when to when?
Well, June 30th, 1978, the unexpended and unobligated portion of appropriation lapsed into the general fund after June 30th, 1978. That would only give us one actual year.
Right.
And what we have to have more than a...
When do you really expect it to be through?
Well, they have to come back and take pictures in the fall of 1978. I expect it to be through that next year sometime.
Right, then you don't want to drop that. You want to make it June 30th, 1979.
All right. June 30th, 1979. May I restate my motion? I move that we amend 1978 to 1979 on line 18.
Is there objection? Not a sword. Further comment, debate?
Swanson, do not pass.
Mr. Vice Chairman, I move that we move House Bill 48 out of...
You ask unanimous consent? Is there objection? Not a so ordered. How many due passes do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4. We need another one. Well, we got to do that again. How many?
Can I ask a question first?
Wait. Huh? That's all right.
We're in the middle of a vote here.
We're in the middle of a vote. How many due passes on the bill? Okay, we got 5. All right. As soon as you sign the report, right, we can bug out.
That's it, huh?
Don't let them out the door without the report on
48. Yeah. Oh, I remember that, too.
The other bill.
We won't forget.
Oh. I'm assuming
Jay, that the fiscal note in 47 just becomes dead, is that right?
Jesse was beautiful.
Same on 47 and
48.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Not a
double
or
nothing.
What a way to run a railroad. The only train's
mainly it's a red road.
Here.
Swanson Bill trolley.
I've heard of Bill being a railroad.
The guy came in the office yesterday, kind of hurt me. He said, came in and said, no one's tied on. He said, well, there's choo choo in the ferry, man.
That's good.
Sounds like a vaudeville act.